اللہ کو شکر کرنے والے بندے پسند ہیں, نہ شکر پسند نہیں ہے. Now I have want to make a one test. Please close your eyes for few seconds, please. And now open your eyes. Few seconds ago, what you are watching? Black. Whatever we want to see, ہم دیکھ لیتے ہیں مگر blind نہیں دیکھ سکتا. I have a question for all of you. You have any speciality that you got eyes and blind don't got eyes? It's only the blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We don't ask Rabbul Alameen, Ya Allah, please born us, please give us birth with eyes. We don't ask in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He gave us without any asking. It is his big blessing. If you want to count the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you're not able to count it. Magar hum hain ki complaining.
Tere amal ka badla to جہنم ہی تھا, میں تو جاتا مجھے سرکار نکال جانے نہ دیا.
الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین, اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ. الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ. There are so many blessings and virtues to recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In so many ahadith, Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave us madani pearls about virtues and blessings of durood Pak. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Man usira alayhi shay'un falyukthir min as-salati alayya fa innaha tuhilla al-uqada وتكشف القربا. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, the one who faces any difficulties should recite salat upon me abundantly, because to recite salat upon me removes troubles and worries. درود پاک جو ہے وہ مشکلیں اور پریشانیوں کو دور کر دیتا ہے. سم ٹائم ہم ڈیفیکلٹی میں ہوتے ہیں, وی آر ان پرابلمز, وی آر ان ڈیفیکلٹیز, and we are searching the problem solver, that who will solve the problem. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a beautiful way to solve your problem, to recite durood salat upon him more and more and abundantly. Another beautiful hadith about the blessings and the virtues of durood e pak. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man salla alayya salatan wahidan, if anybody make durood upon me once, صلی اللہ علیہ عشرا, اللہ تبارک و تعالی سینڈ ہز رحمہ آن دیٹ پرسن 10 ٹائمز. اینڈ رسول اللہ پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ, من صلی علیہ عشرن, اف اینی بڈی ریسائٹ درود پاک 10 ٹائمز, صلی اللہ علیہ مئتا, اللہ تبارک و تعالی رب العالمین سینڈ ہز رحمہ 100 ٹائمز آن ہم. دین رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, من صلی علیہ مئتا صلی اللہ علیہ الفا, if anybody recites 100 times durood e pak, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala send his rahmah 1000 times. Till there the hadith e pak is like a multiplication. If you recite one durood, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala send his 10 rahmah, 10 durood 100 rahmah, 100 durood 1000 rahmah. But the another part of that hadith is so beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, wa man salla alayya alfan, if anybody recite durood 1000 time on me, then what a great reward Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, zahamat katifuhu katifi ala babil jannah, his shoulder will touch my shoulder on the gate of paradise on the day of judgment. Qiyamah ke din uska kandha mere kandhe se chhu raha hoga jisne duniya mein mujh par hazar martaba durood e pak padha hoga. Look at the blessing of durood e pak, look at the blessing of salat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We wasting our time so much in gossips and in different type of, you know, chat. If we spend our time to recite durood more and more, how much rewards, how much, you know, good deeds will get from that particular deed. So my request to all of my brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, spend your time daily, you know, make your schedule that this time in the day is my durood time, is my zikrullah time. So inshallah, on that particular time you get more and more rewards. So inshallah, make intention that from now onwards daily will recite durood e paak, salat al nabi in abundantly inshallah azza wa jal. Niyat karein ke inshallah rozana kasrat ke saath durood e paak padhenge. آئیے مل کر درود پاک پڑھ لیں. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. It is stated in خزائن العرفان, the تفسیر قرآن, a very beautiful story. The once a hungry man came to the holy prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. The prophet of رحمہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم inquired from all the امہات المومنین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہن if there was some food, but none of them had anything to eat. Try to understand, these are the households of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked with his family only one guest, but what replied he you know received from their houses. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the blessed companions, what he listened from the houses, if there was some food, but none of them had anything to eat. Ek mehman ko khilane ke liye Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke gharane mein khana nahi tha. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the blessed companions, may Allah azza wa jal shower his mercy upon the one who accepts him as his guest. Aqa ne sahaba ikram se farmaya, jo is mehman ki khidmat karega, ghar le jayega, usko Allah taala ki rehmat naseeb ho jayegi. Subhanallah. Then Sayyiduna Abu Talha Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and took the guest to his house. And look at the status of Sahabi Rasul's house, companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked to the mother of his children, is there something to eat at home? Hamare ghar pe mehman aaya hai, aaj kuch khane ko hai. She replied, some food is kept for the children. Sayyiduna Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, make the children sleep. When the guest starts to have the meal, get up and pretend to set the lamp right and extinguish it so that the guest eats comfortably. Aisa karo, bachchon ko bhooka hi sula do. Aur raat ko jab main aur guest won't start to eat, the light jo hai, jo lamp hai, charaag hai, usse band kar dena, close kar dena, dark ho jayega. Try to understand that status. In the house of the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a one guest and the food is just for the children. But what he suggests to his wife, that try to get a sleep for the children. Bachcho ko sula do. Aur phir dastarkhan lagana, mat bichhana, khana lagana aur charaag gul kar dena. Taki guests don't understand what's going on. And same thing happened. That what they do when the guest start to have the meal, this plan is to be carried out so that the guest remains unaware of the fact that the hosts are not eating with him. Otherwise he will force them to eat, and since the food is less, he will remain hungry. Phir to guest bhooka reh jayega agar hum sab milke uske saath khana khayenge. In this way Sayyidina Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala no fed the hungry, fed the guest, and he himself and his family members remained hungry for the whole night. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, next morning, that he radiallahu ta'ala no went to the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Upon seeing Sayyidina Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala no, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, at night, a strange incident happened in someone's house. Allahu Akbar. Before he say anything, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the knower of unseen, غیب کی خبریں دینے والے آقا سیدنا ابو طلحہ انصاری رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے پہلے فرما رہے ہیں کہ رات فلاں فلاں کے گھر میں بڑا عجیب واقعہ پیش آیا ہے. اللہ اکبر. یہاں ایک اور بات, one more thing we have to learn, that sometimes if we do something good, we do some good deed, we try to tell everybody that I do that thing, I sacrifice, I get, you know, feed my guest. But look, سیدنا ابو طلحہ انصاری don't say anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized, and he said that in last night something happens very strange in someone's house. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is really pleased with them. And this verse of Surah Al-Hashr was revealed, Look at the nobility. ارے قربان جائیں سیدنا ابو طلحہ انصاری کی قسمت پر. کیا خوبصورت دعوت ہے کہ اس دعوت, اس قربانی کی وجہ سے قرآن پاک کی ایک آیت نازل ہوتی ہے. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ قرآن مجید میں ارشاد فرماتا ہے, the translation of that verse, and prefer the refugees over themselves, even if they themselves are in dire need, and whoever is safe from the greed of his carnal self, only they are the successful ones. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in this story, there are so many Madani pearls, but the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was spending such a simple life that none of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen had food at their house that night. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such a firm trust in Allah azza wa jal that he did not keep food for the next day. Hame kya seekhne ko mila? Nabiyon ke aqa hain, the king of anbiya, the king of rasool, the master of Ummah, but no, nothing have in his house. And today we have so many things in our houses. We have full of fridges, we have full of accounts, we have full of cupboards, but are we have shukr on our tongue? Are we have shukr in our heart? Are we are happy with our Allah azza wa jal? Thanksgiving or not? My dear Islamic brothers, try to understand. میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اور صحابہ کا حال یہ ہے کہ گھر میں ایک مہمان کو کھلانے کا نہیں ہے مگر اللہ کی رضا پر راضی ہیں. آج اللہ نے ہمیں کیا نہیں دیا ہے, مگر if something happened, something happened, ہم اپنی زبان سے شکوا کرتے ہیں, کمپلیننگ کرتے ہیں that I have a problem, I have so many problems. Try to understand why we don't make shukr, thanksgiving in the court of Allah عز و جل. Try to understand countless blessings of Allah عز و جل. The Lord of universe are showering faster than torrential rains on every atom of the universe, more than the drops of the rain, more than the leaves of all the trees in this world, more than the drops of all the water in this world, more than the grains of all the sands in the world. Every second, without being asked for, it is impossible to count his blessings. Our Lord, the most merciful and the bestower of favors, has announced his himself in his glorious holy Quran. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala khud Quran Majeed mein irshad farmata hai, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. And if you enumerate the favors of Allah, if you want to count the favors of Allah azza wa jal, you will never be able to count them. اگر تم کاؤنٹ کرنا چاہو, گننا بھی چاہو گے, تو شمار نہیں کر سکتے. These are the bounties, the glories of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Islamic brothers, thankfulness, shukr, is an excellent worship. The privilege of thanking is a great fortune. Thankfulness secures blessings. Thankfulness leads to an increase in blessings. Thanking is a habit of Allah azza wa jal's friend. Thankfulness is obedience to Allah. Thanking is a means to the sustainment of blessings. Thankfulness is the abandonment of sin. Thankfulness is the acknowledgement of blessings. But ungratefulness causes destruction. My dear Islamic brothers, Allah ko shukr karne wale bande pasand hain. Na shukr pasand nahi hai. Shukr Allah ki nemat hai. Shukr Allah ki nematon ka izhar hai. اور ناشکری یہ نعمتوں کے تباہ ہونے کی وجہ ہے. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Anas رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ reported that the beloved Prophet صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم said, if Allah عز و جل grants the blessing of family, wealth or children to anyone, and he says, ما شاء اللہ لا قوة الا باللہ, the meaning, whatever Allah wants, the strength for good deeds only comes from him, that is, he is grateful, then he will see no calamity in it except death. Agar kisi ko Allah nematein de, family de, wealth de, aur wo kahe ma sha Allah, la hawla wala quwwata illa billah, iska fayda kya hoga? Farmaya, maut ke siwa apni nemat mein koi kami nahi dekhega. Barkatein hoti chali jayengi, uski jo blessings hai wo increase hoti chali jayengi. آج ہم اللہ کی نعمتوں کا شکر ادا نہیں کرتے. آج ہم جب ڈنر کرتے ہیں, لنچ کرتے ہیں, وی آر ویسٹنگ سو مچ فوڈ. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم once came in the house of Sayyiduna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Aisha said, he came to me and saw a piece of bread, roti, on the floor. So he sallallahu ta'ala sallam picked it up, wiped it, and said, O Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, respect the blessing of Allah azza wa jal. Because once they get upset with the family and depart, do not return. Try to understand. Daily we are making lunch, breakfast, dinner. And how much food we wasting. Just the blessings of Allah. These are the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In our gatherings, in our wedding ceremonies, very big amount of food are wasting. And you know what Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? That because once they get upset, jab ye ni'mat chali jati hai, with the family and depart, do not return. Phir ye ni'mat wapis nahi aati. Sometimes we are so much happy and have so much money, but because of those disrespect of ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, these ni'mah, these barakah, these blessings gone. Ni'mat ki qadr kijiye. Allah ka shukr ada kijiye. Allah ne jo kuch ata kiya us par razi rahiye. Sayyiduna Imam Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala ne reported that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam heard someone say, Alhamdulillahi bil Islam. That is, thanks to Allah azza wa jal for the blessing of Islam. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, you have certainly given thanks for a huge blessing. Tumne Allah ki bahut badi ne'mat ka shukr ada kiya. Try to understand. Kitni badi ne'mat hai Islam? Kabhi socha? We are being Muslim. Alhamdulillah, we born Muslim. Allah ka kitna bada karam hai. Without asking, Rabb Azza wa Jal give us birth in the house of Muslims. We got Iman without any effort. Magar sochiye wo log jo ghair Muslimon ke ghar mein paida hote hain. Allah Ta'ala ne hame bin maange musalman banaya. Magar Allah ki is ne'mat ka hum mein se kisne kitna shukr ada kiya? Kitni baar Rabb ki bargah mein kaha, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, thank you very much. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala ne mujhe musalman bana diya. Without asking. He's not making thanks for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for that great blessing. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have certainly given thanks for a huge blessing. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, look at the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a habit of complaining. We have a habit for saying everything to everybody, that I'm in a big problem, my business is going low, my health is not good, I'm in a big problem, always complaining. Look at the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwa fujaa'ata nikmatik wa hawli afiyatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Look at the beautiful dua, beautiful supplication. Because these ni'mah are gone away without thanksgiving. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the termination of your blessing. Ay Allah, main teri ni'maton ke zawal se teri pana mangta hoon. Ye ni'matein chali na jaye mere malik. Your sudden breath, the turning away of your protection and from your displeasure. Ye dua mere aankha manga karte. یہ ہماری کتنی شاندار تربیت ہے کہ ہم بھی رب کریم سے دعائیں مانگتے رہیں کہ یا اللہ کہیں یہ نعمتیں ہم سے منہ نہ موڑ لیں, یہ جو باؤنٹیز ہیں, یہ بلیسنگز ہیں, کہیں دور نہ چلی جائیں. اس کی فکر کون کرتا ہے؟ اے میرے بیچے پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں, سیدنا ابو بکر بن عبداللہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ رپورٹڈ فرام دا ہولی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم, ہو ایور از گرانٹیڈ گڈنس اینڈ دا میکس اٹ ویزیبل از ریفرڈ ٹو ایز اے بیلوڈ آف اللہ عز و جل. And a publicizer of Allah's favor. But whoever is granted goodness but does not make it visible is referred to as a person disliked by Allah Azza wa Jal and an enemy of his favors. Badi ahem baat hai. Allah ne'mate de na, ataayin de, to Rab ye pasand bhi farmata hai ki uski ne'maton ka banda izhar bhi kare. Hai? Uski ne'mate nazar aani chahiye. اب بندے کو اللہ نے رحمتیں بھی دیں, نعمتیں بھی دیں, وہ خود بھی پریشان رہے, اپنے بچوں کو بھی پریشان رکھے اور پتہ بھی نہ چلے کہ رب کی اس کے اوپر کتنی نعمتیں ہیں. سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کی بارگاہ میں ایک شخص حاضر ہوا. نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی بارگاہ میں جب وہ حاضر ہوا, مین کیم ان دا کورٹ آف رسول اللہ اینڈ بڑا گندا بال تھا وہ. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم آسک, کیا تیرے پاس کچھ مال ہے؟ ڈو یو ہیو اینی ویلتھ ود یو؟ He said, Ya Rasulullah, yes, I have so much wealth. I have, Rasulullah Paak, which wealth you have? He replied, I have, you know, every type of wealth. I have houses, I have horses, I have animals, so many things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jab Allah azza wa jalla ne tujhe maal ata kiya hai, then your God, your Lord, give us ni'ma, barakat. Why we are, I'm not seeing this? Uska asar kahan hai? Uski jo khoobsurti hai, wo kahan hai? To pata chala ki Allah ne'mate de, uska izhar bhi karna chahiye. Ab kuch log kya karte hain ki Allah tbarak wa taala ki bargah mein shukr ada nahi karte. Allah taala ne'mate ata de, phir bhi aise nazar aate hain jaise bilkul jisko kehte hain faqeer ki tarah nazar aate hain. To apne maal ko acche andaaz mein kharch karna chahiye. Haan, shariat ki boundary hai, no israf, no extra. ایسا پراؤڈ کے ساتھ سپینڈ کرنا اس کی اجازت نہیں ہے, مگر اللہ کی نعمتوں کو خرچ کرنا چاہیے شریعت کی باؤنڈری کے اندر رہ کر. قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں اللہ تبارک و تعالی ارشاد فرماتا ہے, ان الانسان لربہ لکنود, ٹرانسلیشن, انڈیڈ مین از ویری انگریٹفل ٹورڈز ہز لارڈ. اللہ تبارک و تعالی قرآن میں فرماتا ہے کہ بے شک آدمی اپنے رب کا بڑا ناشکرا ہے. اللہ اللہ, علماء اس آیت کی تفسیر میں کیا فرماتے ہیں؟ The human being is certainly ungrateful to his Lord. Sayyiduna Hasan bin Abu Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala says about this sacred verse, man is extremely ungrateful. Insan waqai bada nashukra hai, meaning he counts his problems but forgets his blessings. Insan apni jo mushkilein hain wo ginta rehta hai, apni blessings ko nahi ginta, Allah ki nematon ko nahi ginta. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, one method of shukr, Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam said, implored Allah azza wa jal in the court of Allah, Ya Allah azza wa jal, how should I thank you? How should I thank you? Allah, tera shukr ada karne ka tarika kya hai? He azza wa jal replied, O Musa, for your tongue to always remain busy doing my zikr. اللہ فرماتا ہے موسیٰ شکر یہ ہے کہ تیری زبان ہر دم میرا ذکر کرتی رہے. My dear Islamic brothers, our tongue is busy in zikr nowadays, or we are busy in gossips, we are busy in chatting, we are busy in worldly life. How much time we make zikr and saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen or shukr, always complaining. Another method, بہت اچھی بات ہے اللہ کا ذکر کرنا, شکر ادا کرنا, beautiful way. مگر there is another method and more important, that سیدنا محمد بن لوط انصاری رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ said, gratitude is to avoid disobedience. شکر یہ ہے کہ بندہ اللہ کی نافرمانی چھوڑ دے. اور یہ logically بھی okay ہے. If anybody give you any big gift, like if you need a problem and you need a house, you need a loan or you need a job, any type of big favor, or if anybody gives you a big favor in your life, you always be thankful to him. You always try to not disobedient to him. Because if he displeased, you feel sorry that he helped me and I'm not obedient for him. Hame duniya mein koi favor kar de, hum kya chahte hain ki wo naraaz na ho. Uski wo khush rahe, yaar isne badi mauke pe favor ki hai. Jab duniya mein koi shakhs hamari madad kar de, hum uske lifetime shukr guzar ho jate hain. کبھی سوچا کہ اللہ نے میری اور آپ کی کتنی مدد کی ہے, ہمیں کیا کیا عطا فرمایا ہے, ہمیں کتنی نعمتوں سے نوازا ہے. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, listen. Once time سیدنا سعید بن عامر رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ said that a man complained about his poverty to سیدنا یونس بن عبید رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ. ایک شخص آیا اور کمپلین کرنے لگا, میرے پاس کچھ بھی نہیں ہے, I have nothing. Look at the way, look at the answer. So he asked him, the eye that you see with, do you accept 100,000 silver coins for it? Jin aankhon se dekh rahe ho, wo aankhein mujhe de do. Give it me your eyes and take 100,000 silver coins. Dirham le lo, 1,00,000. The man replied, no, how I give you my eyes? Then he replied, again, would you accept 100,000 for one hand? He replied again, no. Then he asked, what about your one foot? He gave the same answer, no. The narrator says that he reminded him of some more blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal and then said, I see you have hundreds of thousands, but you are complaining about poverty. لاکھوں روپے کی پراپرٹی لے کے گھوم رہے ہو اور اللہ کی نعمتوں کا شکر ادا نہیں کرتے, کمپلین کرتے ہو میرے پاس کچھ نہیں ہے. My dear Islamic brothers, try to understand, اللہ کی بلیسنگ کتنی ہے ہمارے پاس, ہم ساری زندگی شکر ادا کرتے رہیں, ہمارا شکر ادا نہیں ہو سکتا. Now I have want to make a one test. Please close your eyes. All Islamic brothers, please close your eyes for few seconds, please. And now open your eyes. Few seconds ago, what you are watching? Black. Nothing. You know, this black screen is in front of us for few seconds. But if anybody blind, don't have eyes, all the life he spent like this, he watch like this, he see like this, sari zindagi uski aankhon ke aage andhera hota hai. You're not able to see anything. Whatever we want to see, ہم دیکھ لیتے ہیں مگر blind نہیں دیکھ سکتا. I have a question for all of you. You have any speciality that you got eyes and blind don't got eyes? It's only the blessing of Allah تبارک و تعالی. We don't ask رب العالمین, Ya Allah, please born us, please give us birth with eyes. We don't ask in the court of Allah تبارک و تعالی. He gave us without any asking. It is His big blessing. There are so many doctors here. Ask me the doctors. That what a big blessing eyes is. People want to spend million of rupees. That, oh doctor, take our all money and give us our eyes. But they have no option. Try to understand. In whole life, how many times we make shukr in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you gave me eyes. And I'm able to see. Try to understand. If anybody have a children. We have our children. On the day of Eid and the day of good days. Vacations, children come toward us and ask us, oh Baba Jan, look at my house, look at my clothes, how beautiful I am looking. And we kissing our children and saying, oh mashallah, your dress is very good, you're looking beautiful. If anybody blind and have a children, and the children asking him, oh Baba Jan, look at me, look at to my dress, how beautiful am I? What the blind thinking? That, Ya Allah, if I have got the eyes, I see my children. But I have no eyes. Alhamdulillah, we went to Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwara many times. And when we go in the front of Kaaba Musharrafah, what a beautiful sight. Every Muslim wants to see Kaaba Musharrafah again and again. And Rauza Rasool again and again. But try to understand, if any blind Muslim go in the front of Kaaba Musharrafah and anybody tell him that look at the beautiful Kaaba, and he's not able to see the Kaaba because he has no eyesight. What he say in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, if I got the eyes, I will see your house in my eyes. I will see the Rauza Rasul with my naked eyes. But I have no eye. But we have eyes. We have eyesight. What we are doing with those eyes? Are we make shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you gave us eyes? Unfortunately, with this blessing, we are displeasing our beloved Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are watching haram with these eyes. We are watching films and dramas and na mahram. Please try to understand why we are complaining. We have eyes, and not only the eyes, we have our hands. Look after those people which have no hand, not hands, how they live their lives. If you want to exercise, or if you want to realize this blessing, I don't want to tie up your whole hand, just tie your thumb once in a day. One day, tie your thumb only and try to pick anything. Try to write anything. Try to work anything. Only this thumb will realize you that what a big blessing is our hands. We have both hands. It's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not our effort. We have nothing to describe. It's just a big blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But are we make power? Are we make shukr in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, it's your blessing that you give us both hands salamat. I have these both hands. Kabhi Allah ka shukr ada kiya? Ya Allah, aankhein bhi di, haath bhi diye. Now let's come towards tongue. Ab kuch zaban ki baat karte hain. You sometime met a people that don't have tongue, they don't have a power to speak. Kabhi kisi goonge se baat karo, پتا چلتا ہے کہ وہ کیسے بات سمجھاتا ہے. Always making gestures, اشارے کرتا ہے. وائس از ویری یو نو ناٹ گڈ وائس ان ہز ماؤتھ کمنگ آؤٹ, پیپل لافنگ آن ہیم, کیا بول رہا ہے, آئی ایم ناٹ انڈرسٹینڈنگ, سم ٹائم ہی کرائنگ, پلیز انڈرسٹینڈ واٹ آئی ایم وانٹ ٹو سے, بٹ ہی ہیز ناٹ ایبل ٹو سے اینی تھنگ, اینی ورڈ. اینڈ وی ہیو اور ٹنگ سلامت, وی ہیو دس ٹنگ کریکٹلی, وی ہیو ایبل ٹو ٹاک. یہ کتنی بڑی نعمت ہے, کتنی بڑی بلیسنگ ہے. آئی ہوپ دیر آر سم ڈاکٹرز فار ای این ٹی اسپیشل دیر, اینڈ دیٹ دے نو دیٹ اف اینی بڈی ناٹ ہیو اے پاور ٹو لسننگ, واٹ اے بگ پرابلم از, اینی بڈی سیئنگ سم تھنگ ناٹ لسننگ, واٹ گوئنگ آن, اینڈ دے ناؤ دے پٹ دا ایئر انسٹرومنٹ مے بی سم تھاؤزنڈ اینڈ سم ہنڈریڈ تھاؤزینڈ روپیز ٹو ہیئر سم تھنگ, اینڈ وی آر ایبل ٹو ہیئر ایوری تھنگ واٹ وی وانٹ. بٹ ٹرائی ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ واٹ وی آر ہیئرنگ از حلال اور از حرام. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ گیو اس سسٹم اینڈ وی آر یوزنگ اگینسٹ ہم, اگینسٹ ہز آرڈر وی آر لسننگ حرام میوزک اینڈ آل بیڈ تھنگز. وائی وی آر ناٹ میکنگ شکر, مائی ڈیئر اسلامک برادر, جسٹ کم ٹوورڈز یور لیگز, وی آل ہیئر کم ود اور لیگز. ٹرائی ٹو ریئلائز دا لائف آف دوز پیپل وچ ڈونٹ ہیو لیگز, وہ کیسے زندگی گزارتے ہیں, کبھی بیساکھیوں پر ہوتے ہیں, کبھی ویل چیئر پر ہوتے ہیں. And try to wait for anybody to come and cross me a road. Try to, and wait for anybody to come and take me towards Ishtima or towards any relative's house. Try to understand how many ni'mat. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count the ni'mat of Allah تبارک و تعالی, you're not able to count it. مگر ہم ہیں کہ complaining. You know, we have this water. Whatever, how much we want to drink, we are able to drink without any cost. But you know that how we got this water? There is only one source in all universe to get this water is rain. Okay? Now try to understand the system of our Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it for his dunya. How many human beings in dunya? Maybe about 6 billion or 7 billion, okay? 7 Arab کے قریب انسان رہتے ہیں. Not only the human beings need water, all you know animals, all we can say the birds, every animal needs water. Let's go forward. How many trees want the water? Try to understand that daily how much quantity this world needs the water of water. کتنا پانی دنیا کو چاہیے, and how this world got the water? From the rain. How rain comes? Now science proving it that from the sea, we can say the bukharat, the small particles go towards sky in how much quantity? Billions of gallons daily going from the sea towards the sky. These are the pipelines which we are not seeing. How this billion tons water going towards the sky, we don't see. Okay, and then where they store? In overhead tanks, in clouds. We fly so many times in the aircraft, we cross the clouds, sometimes try to find that where are those big tanks in rainwater stored. No tank over there, but there is a storage of millions of tons of water. This is the Qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Okay, then these, you know, the sky, the sea water is very salty, we are not able to drink it. But look at the, we can say, filter plant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sea water become a pure water, mubarak water, most beautiful mineral water of the earth. Science telling us that is the rain water, subhanallah. And then what's happening? These clouds filter the water and give it to us. You know, Sri Lanka is the island. Sri Lanka is the island. We know that four sides there are sea, but there are so many countries are landlocked. Bahut sari country aisi hain jahan sea nahi hai. To wahan pani kaise pahunchta? Barish ka pani kaise pahunchta? Look at the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ordered the wind to take those clouds towards those countries, those cities which don't have seas. So rain go to all around the world, and then from the cloud it's come a pure water. Okay. At the time of rain, we drink it. After rain, what's happened? How we get the water all over the year? what a beautiful system from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now underground tank. The all water, the rain water goes in the land, and whenever we need water, we bore it, we go towards the, under the earth and take the water out and we drink it. Okay, sometimes it becomes so hot that inside water is finished, there is no rain. How this universe get the water? Subhanallah. At the hot season, we also in refrigerator make our water as ice. Apne ghar mein bhi rakhte hai na, thanda karke rakh dete hai, become ice. And we need at the time of hot weather, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make a big refrigerator in northern areas. The all rain water become ice. And in the hot days, that ice melting and coming towards rivers and go towards all around the world, and people get this water. Try to understand how we get this water. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. These are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are complaining. Hum sirf shikwa karna jante hain. Don't say it. From now onwards, if you want to increase your blessing, if you want to sustain your blessing, aap chahte hain ki aapki ne'maton mein izafa hota rahe, barkatein badhti rahe, apni zuban par shukr laiye. اپنے عمل سے اللہ کی فرما برداری کیجئے. اس رب کریم کا شکر ادا کرتے رہیے, وہ نعمتوں میں اضافہ فرماتا رہے گا. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, try to understand and from now onwards make intention that inshallah azzawajal will make shukr with tongue and with our body part. We not disobedient our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometime, one a beautiful story, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Surah Rahman, or it was recited in his presence, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why do I hear a better reply to it from jinns than your reply? Tab ye paak alayhi salatu wasalam ne sahaba ikram ke samne Surah Rahman tilawat ki aur kaha ke main jinn se tumse acha reply kyu sunta hu. Whenever I reach this words of Allah azza wa jal, fa bi ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban. So, O men and jinns, which favor of your Lord will you deny? So, jinns jo hai wo reply karte hain, we will not reject any blessing of our Lord. Pyare aka kehte hain, jinn tumse acha jawab de rahe hain ki hum apne Rab ki kisi ne'mat ko nahi jhutlayenge. Magar hum soche ki hum Allah ki ne'maton ke bare mein kaisa belief rakhte hain. Mere meethe aur pyare Islami bhaiyon aur Madani channel ke nazreen, ab in the last, there is some confusion. Sometimes people thinking that I'm always making shukr, I am obedient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm making 5 times namaz, I'm doing good things, but I have no big bounties. And a guy who have a big sins, doing disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he getting so many bounties, he got so many blessings. What is the reason behind this? Look at the beautiful narration that Sayyidina Uqaba bin Amir rahmatullahi ta'ala reported that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you see that Allah azza wa jal grants people their desires in spite of their sins, then He azza wa jal is giving them a chance. Jab tum dekho ke banda Allah ki nafarmani bhi kar raha hai aur usse nehmatay bhi mil rahi hain, to samajh lo ke usko dheel di ja rahi hai. To kabhi kisi ko ye dekh kar na sochein کہ وہ اتنی نافرمانی کر رہا ہے, نماز بھی نہیں پڑھتا, گناہ بھی کرتا ہے, حرام کماتا ہے, اور وہ دنیا میں بڑا خوشحال ہے. یہ اللہ کی طرف سے ڈھیل ہے. مجھے اور آپ کو رب کا فرما بردار بننا ہے. اور میرے بیچ میں پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں, ایک بڑی ڈرا دینے والی روایت, سیدنا حسن بصری رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ فرماتے ہیں کہ جو نعمت ہے نا, جب تک وین ایور اے مین میکنگ شکر ان دا کورٹ اللہ تبارک و تعالی, دس نعمت became a blessing, وہ برکت رہتی ہے. And if the man not making shukr for that blessing, exactly that blessing become a punishment for him. وہی نعمت اس کے لیے سزا بنا دی جاتی ہے. ابھی بڑی عجیب بات ہے, how it's possible that نعمت become a punishment, blessings become a punishment, یہ کیسے ہو سکتا ہے؟ جی جناب, if anybody not making correct way of shukr, a مثال, for example, a son, a daughter, big blessing. Children are big blessing. Men want to have a children. But if he not make a good shukr, not give them good tarbiyah, sometimes those children shout on the parents. Even the fight with the parents, even, you know, sometimes they get out the, his parents from their houses. اپنے گھر سے باہر نکال دیتے ہیں اپنے ماں باپ کو. ارے یہ تو نعمت تھی, یہ کیسے پنشمنٹ بن گئی؟ بیکاز ایٹ دیٹ نعما, دیٹ بلیسنگ, یو ڈونٹ ہیو میک اے کریکٹ وے آف شکر. لائک اے ویڈنگ, شادی بہت بڑی نعمت ہے اللہ کی, مگر شادی کے اندر ایٹ دا ٹائم آف اوکیشن آف ویڈنگ واٹ وی آر ڈوئنگ, ڈس پلیز اوور اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ, نوٹ میکنگ گڈ وے آف شکر. دیٹ پرٹیکولر ویڈنگ, دیٹ پرٹیکولر کپل ہیو اے the problems in their life, that blessing become a punishment. وہ بیوی جو نعمت تھی وہ پھر اللہ کی طرف سے پنشمنٹ بن جاتی ہے, بندے کا گھر تباہ و برباد ہو جاتا ہے کیونکہ شادی جیسی نعمت میں شکر ادا نہیں کیا گیا تھا. تو مائی ڈیئر اسلامک بردرز, ایٹ ایوری بلیسنگ, ایٹ ایوری نعمہ, ٹرائی ٹو میک شکر ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. آخر میں میں اپنے رب عز و جل سے دعا کرتا ہوں, ول میک دعا ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. اللهم اعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. يا الله عز وجل, give us support to make shukr in your court, make us as a shakirin. ہمیشہ دعا کرتے رہا کرو کہ مولا مجھے اپنے شکر گزار بندوں میں بنا دو, مجھے نا شکروں میں سے نہ بنانا. اور جو جتنا شکر ادا کرتا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ اس کی بلیسنگ اتنی ہی انکریز کرتا رہتا ہے. Once a man met with سیدنا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رضی اللہ عنہ, a biggest scholar, big knowledge, he asked him, how you become a biggest alim deen in the world? What he replied, he said that I read in the Quran that la in shakartum la azidannakum, if you make shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala increase your barakat, increase your ni'mah. Once I take some knowledge and make a shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thankfulness, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ انکریز مائی نالج. I got some knowledge, make shukr in the court of Allah سبحانہ و تعالیٰ, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ مور انکریز مائی نالج, اینڈ آئی بیکم لائک دیٹ. سبحان اللہ. اف یو وانٹ ٹو انکریز یور نعمہ, اف یو وانٹ ٹو انکریز یور بلیسنگز, آلویز گیٹ دا ہیبٹ آف تھینکس فلنس ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں ہر حال میں اپنا شکر ادا کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. اور شکر کا جو طریقہ میں نے بتایا کہ ڈس اوبیڈینس ہی نہیں کرنی ہے, زبان سے میں اللہ کا شکر ادا کرتا رہوں, یا اللہ تیرا شکر ہے, یا اللہ تیرا شکر ہے, اور میں اعمال اس کی نافرمانی والے کروں, یہ عقل مندی نہیں ہے. ہونا یہ چاہیے کہ میرے رب کی نعمتیں بڑھتی رہیں, میرے سجدے بڑھتے رہیں, اس کی عطائیں بڑھتی رہیں, میرا شکر بڑھتا رہے, وہ نوازتا رہے, میں عبادتیں بڑھاتا رہوں. بٹ انفارچونیٹلی ہی انکریزنگ ہز نعما اینڈ وی انکریزنگ اور سین. He bestowing his bounties on us more and more. The more bounties, we are making more sins. It's not logical. It's not good way. Try to understand. When he increased his ni'mah, his barakah, his bounties, we must increase our ibadat, our sujood, our good deeds. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us strength to make shukr more and more. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyil Ameen.
Today's bayan, I appreciate. Dawood Islami is spreading all over the world, and they are doing a good job of work. They want to spread Islam everywhere, and I pray for them, and I pray for Sheikh who today gave this lecture.
I am very glad that I got this invitation to attend, and I am glad that I was able to listen to a very inspiring speech, and the learned speaker, your Sheikh, spoke on the concept of gratitude, which is lacking in many of us. Even I am ashamed that I have not kept myself up to the standard the Sheikh was explaining to us, particularly about the organs that we have got, the eyes, the hands, the legs, and all those things.
MashaAllah, you really inspired us. Really inspired us and heart touching bayan hua, mashallah. Ne sutre dita mashallah bayan kari riya in bo inspiring hua sa pati thai ne aju jo upor jo bayan to ansu achi ya. I think most of the people were tearing. Alhamdulillah, pani dua hai ke Allah inhe ke should give him a long life with grace and well being, and he should touch many hearts in the future. Pani dua dil se dua hai aju jo aava wa oi me hakro jano to ichhi کہ ان کی لائف میں رو بیان نہیں سوری ہو نہیں. آئی تھنک ہی واز کرائنگ. تو ماشاء اللہ
جی نانا اسانے گھر میں بھی ماشاء اللہ گھنو انجو افیکشن آ ویو ہے فیملی اندر میں اج جو بیان جو میں نے ایسوسیشن میں سنیا یہ سنی نے امیڈیٹلی بچے کے تعلیم شروع تھی بھی کہ ہاؤ ٹو ریسپیکٹ یور پیرنٹس اینڈ ہاؤ ٹو گو فارورڈ ود آل دا ریسپیکٹ وتھ یور پیرنٹس اینڈ وٹ یو شوڈ ڈو ناؤ اینڈ ہیئر آفٹر
جہنم ہی تھا میں تو جاتا مجھے سرکار